That's what the newspaper said.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. It's indeed an honor for me.
Great. We look forward to working with you folks.
Me too.
Thank you. I guess you've met, did you kind of get to meet
everybody? I did.
Everybody?
I took a few minutes this morning and introduced the only gentleman is our city manager.
Bob Pete.
So if you want to go ahead and move on to the activity in the visitor center, for the month of March, looks like phone calls were down a little bit from the previous year. Website sessions looks like it's gone up dramatically. The visitors also has gone up over the last year, as well as the bulk mail. And then as we're moving on, it's pretty much the same as it's been for a long time. Southern California seems to be the biggest population that's inquiring about Morro Bay.
From the 800 number?
Right.
Cool. And then I've been told that the I was down at the visitor center the other day, and I've been told that the ad responses, and you might explain a little bit of that as far as when we talked about the timeliness. You told me that one of the things that jumped at me was you needed a minimum in order to qualify for the bulk rate. And what is that quantity of ad labels that you need?
That's correct. We need 200 at least to quantify bulk mail rates.
Could you turn on your microphone for us, please?
Yes, so you need 200 to quantify for bulk mail rates. It looks like I just got in a package of labels from Travel 50 and Beyond that was 244, so we'll be working on that today. But prior to that, it looks like the inquiries have only been at about 50. So actually, it's your decision what you want to do there, if you want us to hold those back and wait till we have 200, or go ahead and send them out at the regular first-class rate.
At first-class rate. So we've always, the Visitor Center has, from your knowledge, has always sent the ad responses out as bulk rate.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what happens then, as the sunset ad responses trickle in, they hold them back to add up to 200 so they can qualify for the bulk rate. Well, my goodness, in some cases it could be, I'm guessing it could be months, you know, depending on the advertising that we're doing and that.
I think that like Travel 50 and Beyond would be a good example, because unlike, you know, Sunset, you might accumulate those pretty quickly, but something like Travel 50 and Beyond is a national publication. We don't get the same volume of responses, so you might even have to wait till the next ad ran, which would be a couple months later, to get that 200.
Well, I know that, like Susie just said, though, that when those came in the packet, they came in and it was like 240 of them, so that gets them above that.
Right.
The other thing that we can decide to do, though, is that it's in order to be timely, and if it's not burdensome on the visitor center and we want to get those out, we could just say, hey, in lieu of, you know, maybe we shouldn't, because the idea is to have them out timely, you know, so they don't get old and stuff. So I was just wondering if we should decide to, you know, just go ahead and say if it's, you know, every 30 days, whatever you have, if there's enough, fine. If not, then, you know, maybe we should go ahead and send them out first class. What's the difference in price, do you know, in the postage?
I believe the bulk mail rate is around 25 to 27.
So we're talking 10 to 12 cents, or rather 12 to 14 cents more.
Does that sound right to you, Bill?
Yeah, it does.
What do you think from your, Bill, from your history down there with doing all that stuff, and Ed, too, for that matter?
I think if you held them for 30 days, it would work out. You should have the 200.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see them held any longer than 30 days. Some of the labels that I've seen down there, because of that reason, they sit there. 30 days, you might get your 200 and you might not. But I would think we should set a date or a length of time. And at that time, if you have your 200, fine. If you don't, get rid of them.
Yeah, I think there's something else to consider, too, that just when we get those labels doesn't mean that's just necessarily when the person applied, because it takes whatever publication, whether it be Sunset or Travel 50 and Beyond, it takes them several weeks probably to accumulate them. There are different publications, too, that tend to hold them themselves. I know Westways is pretty notorious for that. They don't send them out piecemeal. They kind of wait. So the reality is that by the time we get them, it may have already been, you know, a month or so after the person had applied. So if you had another beyond, you know, the 30 days that we're talking about, it's pretty long time.
Are you comfortable with that from an advertising marketing standpoint?
What, waiting 30 days?
Well, in other words, you get 5 labels in or 20. Do you turn them over and do the first class when the next day you got a big packet in from Travel 50 and Beyond, and so those could have been included and gone out in the bulk rate?
Days from the time the person responded.
Well, if you would find out the answer to that question, and in the meantime, maybe you could just look into deciding what's the most efficient way for you guys to handle that down there. You know, in other words, is it easier to send out 10 that you got that day, just throw a stamp and have the packets ready and they go? Or is it, you know, or is it quite a routine to, you know, to get the group together to stuff envelopes? I'm not sure, you know, what the impact is on you guys to...
It wouldn't be a problem for us either way. We'll take direction from the promotions committee, and whatever you'd like us to do, we'll take care of it.
So,
I mean, if the visitor center could handle it and it's not going to be, you know, real laborious for them, I'd say just do them as they come in, frankly.
Okay, and then if they get a batch that qualifies for bulk, fine. Otherwise, let's send them out first class.
Because I don't, without going back and looking, I mean, I'm sure that there's no question in my mind that it's at least 2 weeks to a month before you ever get them from the public.
Bob, do we need a motion on that? I mean, frankly, we've never really made a policy on first class or bulk to begin with.
If you want to formally decide what to do, I mean, you could make some suggestions and leave it up to the staff how to handle it, because I'm certain that when they're on the scene, the situation's going to be in flux. You know, it's not going to be the same every month. So.
Okay. So I guess, in a nutshell, you kind of got the idea of what we're trying to...
Right. I don't see that as any problem at all.
Okay.
So then what I'm understanding is that if it's less than 200, say it's 50, you don't have, the promotions committee doesn't have a problem with the reimbursement at the first class mail rate. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
And then we'll have, I mean, we'll decide with you folks how, you know, as far as budgeting and stuff goes, but it's really not, I don't think it's a big issue, frankly, as far as the total amount of money goes. So.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Anything else to talk about? Cool. All righty, well, we'll move on to the budget report. And if you take a look at your packet, and of course, as usual, John will outline our part with the promotion and advertising section. We have three departments: promotion advertising, which is our promotions committee marketing budget, the visitor center, which is the reimbursement part, and then the line items having to do with website and development. I guess the only thing, the one thing that jumped out at me, and I've been talking with Pete and Susie about the reimbursement part, and that's forthcoming, so we can get that up to speed. And then the other thing, John, is that we still don't have any money allocated towards the website and development part of our budget. And I'm wondering if you had...
Well, I have it on my sheet.
Did we get stuff? You were going to get stuff recoded, try to get it recoded and switched over to that.
Well, maybe I can interject a short apology here. We lost the services of our city accountant briefly because of a medical problem, and she's the one who's key in working these issues out. So after this meeting, I'll go back, and she's working part-time now. And I'll get
well, kind of after this meeting.
Yeah. I'll get her started on finding out what's going on and why they're being posted somewhere else.
Okay.
Rather than in that budget.
Great. Let's see, and then I'll just finish mine and turn it over to John. Also in your report, we have transient occupancy tax or bed tax numbers through the month of February. And also is the county totals. I just paid attention, did my math this morning with regards to Morro Bay
And right February, we had a 16% increase in TOT this February compared to February of last year, which is wonderful, which puts us on a year-to-date 10.3 increase over the year-to-date in 04-05. So I think that's good news, and the trend is still holding strong. So I think that's terrific. John, you want to, I mean, we can kind of go over here.
Well, again, as the progression pretty much follows, you'll see that we're expending most of our dollars. Really, the bulk of what's left is the web development and also the PR aspects. We've pretty much spent the DVD money. As you saw, the finished DVD, we're making some modifications to that, as was directed by the committee. What I'm hoping to do, but just incorporating other events that we weren't aware of, and getting all that done. And that's pretty much the budget. As far as planning, I guess we'll wait till that's on the agenda, so I do have the spreadsheets to kind of start talking about the initial plan for next year.
Okay.
And I'll hold off on that for that. And then also, that would be under the short-term marketing. And I also have concepts for the billboard, but again, I see that's on the agenda, so I can wait till we get to that.
Okay. I was just noticing that we still have about, we have the bulk of our web advertising and stuff to still do. What's on the, where are we on the books as far as the LA Times and that? As far as, well, I didn't look to the media plan. I figured I'd just ask
right,
you.
Right, we just did one, and we're going to be doing another. A lot of it's based on availability. In fact, if I'm segueing into my agency report, I can give you the stats on that. Also, what's planned in that is a web advertising campaign as well, the banner ads that we've done in the past to help support that email campaign. So okay. That's still in the process. That would be for May. That's kind of like our last little push before we get into the summer.
Okay.
Question about the budget-marked press kits. Does that include, that money includes the duplication of the DVD, or is that included in the cost of the DVD?
No, that would be, that would incorporate the cost of copying it. That would
and
be part of it.
The packaging and so forth.
Right.
Okay.
Because basically I want the sleeve to sort of look like the press kit, so they're all going to kind of go together. That's why we're kind of holding off till we got the DVD.
One of the, before I, well, I, actually I'll just make a note, and then when we go into your report, then I'll ask about this.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions for on the budget stuff? Hi, Bill. There's been people who really missed you earlier. there you go. There goes one. Great. Thank you. Let's move on to the ad agency report,
okay.
John.
I'm going to need my assistant. Oh, assistant. Yeah, I can just do it. He's got it over there, actually. It's this one, the web statistics. Please.
Yes, sir.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Well, I have some statistics as the committee requested several months ago, and now we're able to kind of pinpoint this even a little better. And this is through Jeremy's software at New Image Technology. And it's pretty good results. As you can see on this top page, we've looked at statistics January through April 19th. And you can see that we have total user sessions, 55,000. The newsletter signups, we actually had 403 signups between January and April. And then if you look just at March 15th through April 15th, kind of looking at month to month, our sessions were up. Our averages are about 14,000 per month, but we had actually 18,390 sessions. And our newsletter signups pretty much doubled as well. That signed up the people between March and April, 220 signed up. And that's really a direct relationship to the email campaign that we did on April 12th. And that, if you look at the graph, you'll see that spike that goes up, and I think everybody that's been on the committee for a while, that's always what we see, which is a good thing. That's when the newsletter hit, or the LA Times newsletter hit. I can give you the statistics for that, and I will tell you that they weren't quite as impressive as they've been in the past, but I think part of that is in relationship to the fact that the LATimes.com now, that list is a very pure list because of the anti-spam laws. They've had to go back to those people and say, do you mind getting advertising, you know, related? And they've opted in to say, yes, that's okay. So we sent out 68,000 emails. There were 10,000 of those opened, and which was an open rate of about 15%, close to that. And then 545 people went to the website. Now, this all occurs on one day. So if you look at the response level compared to what we, you know, what we spend, it's still a very good way to attract people. And but normally we've had, I would say, you know, upwards of 1,000 people that have gone to the website. So I'm going to go back to the LA Times, find out if this is just one day or if it's, because what happens is you tend to have those things trail off as people go to their emails. Some people may be out of town or they may be at work, so the following day they open the email. So I'm going to check because that seems sort of low. Although if you look at our own statistics, which is probably the most important because we know these are very real.
And there's a big database on the back side of that that is managed by John and Jeremy from New Image, mm-hmm. and which we pay to have the promotions committee has money allocated to take care of new stuff and that. So, but these are all numbers that can come off of the backside of that website. So, just to let you know, to kind of
great balance.
Yep.
And I think the other interesting thing on that third page is we continue to see where it says the top one is it's over almost 60%. Where it says no referral for keyword, that's actually typed in www.moralbay.org. And that, I think, shows that the advertising is driving them to the website, because it would be one thing if it was moralbay.com, but, I mean, they specifically have had to know to type in that website. And then as it goes down from there, then people just going, say, to Google and typing in Moral Bay, that's only 18%. So to me, that statistic is pretty telling as far as what the advertising is doing to get people to go to the website. The keywords down below, if you'll see, the Moral Bay Chamber was number one, and then Moral Bay, California, Moral Bay, California again. There's typing in Moro, and then people actually typed in things to do in Moral Bay, which is really pretty telling too, because then if they're typing in on the keyword things to do, that shows you how probably the reason why that's the number one category. So that's the statistics for that. And I wanted to mention an article that appeared in that Sailing magazine. And this is Santana, and we actually had a call from the writer and supplied her with photographs. And it's a real nice article that ran all about Moral Bay and sailing into Moral Bay, and real positive, and we can pass that around. Everybody can take a look at that. And she was real nice about sending us the publication and everything, but we'd sent her the different. And this actually came from the website where she had gone to the press section and then called us and asked for the photographs, so that worked really well.
Wow. Great.
Do we know, like, about the demographic or circulation for this publication?
You know, I'm not really sure. I know that it's very specific to sailors. It's definitely a sailing publication. And I'm not sure as far as if it's a national publication or not, but I'll find out. I do remember when we did some campaigning for the Endeavor that this was one publication that we used. So it's pretty widely read by sailors, real avid sailors, brave enough to brave these waters.
I wonder if they listen to Carlos while they're reading the magazine.
I used to receive this magazine in California, so I didn't know those.
So it's not always sailors that read it. <That's>,
oh. I'm kind of thinking it is a regional publication, but. And that concludes my report. And as I said, I do have some concepts for the billboard that I can share when we reach that point of the agenda.
I just wanted to note that Ann was kind enough to not only run around and get this package all put together, but I'm going to guess either the chamber mailed it out or Ann mailed it. Who sent it?
The package was a basket.
Right.
I didn't have direction to mail it. Yes, there was those coupons in it, and we put that in the basket because I was under the understanding that she was coming here.
I'm sorry.
Where is the basket?
At the chamber.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
I took it down there. I thought I made it clear to mail the envelope with the certificates in it.
Oh, I thought you wanted a basket.
No, that was for her arrival.
Oh, it was?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Faux pas.
Well, I haven't had any emails from her, so she's probably...
Well, she's been notified that she won, and
right.
So she's probably just waiting. So I always thought that the basket was going to have everything in it. We're going to package the basket and send it off to her because we don't know when she might arrive.
I can do that. Whatever you want me to do, I'll
I have her email. If you want to just, if you need it, I can email you and just email her and ask her what she wants. Because
well, we have her mailing address right here.
Okay.
But
she was planning on coming up here.
Right.
Because we picked the one that.
We picked the one that's moving here. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's
good job, John. Nice random selection.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that everybody should be aware that. And I literally just kind of went down like this and picked the name. And the one name that I picked, who is from Southern California, and I would have no way to know that because it was a charter
email. Yeah, sure.
And she said, great, thanks a lot. And by the way, I'm
join in and sign up on the website. You get the subsea tour and the bicycle rental and a night at the Embarcadero Inn and dinner for two at Rose's Landing and a welcome gift basket, either mailed or picked up in person.
Regular welcome wagon,
yes.
For some that are moving. Well, that's great. Okay. Any questions? Other questions for John as far as the agency report goes?
Oh, just a question about at what period do you begin the design criteria for the DVD and the packaging? And
We're going to start on that right now, so I'll have something for you guys to look at the next meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're curious to see. And as I had offered in the past, because I guess it applies to that, is the use of video on the website. So I'm still waiting for Phil May. I'm in town. If he,
you know, the gentleman that we have that does the website, he can do it. So
oh.
It's just going to be probably
okay.
Just as easy. But
that's
I appreciate
fine.
You offering
sure.
To
okay.
Do that. He's going to go ahead and put it on the website.
By the way, I've discovered also. I know we had talked QuickTime, and mm-hmm. This is computer talk, but. I found out that by converting it to Flash, can he do? It makes the download more universal across more platforms, and people don't have to worry about whether I have a Mac or
right.
A PC. Flash animation. Once you download the Flash player, which most Windows people do, I've discovered that it seems to be working a lot better. A little bit sputtery. It's not as smooth or as brilliant looking, but it's more universal, and people are less likely to be frustrated. So he might look into.
Okay.
Having it as a Flash animation.
Okay. And I should mention, too, that the database is up now for the hotels, and also that we want to thank the Chamber for making this happen. We're able to get all the names now imported into the database for the newsletter, so that took place. And I will get numbers from Jeremy exactly how many that gives us now, but it's going to be pretty dramatically different. And what we can do is just work together on that, and as you get more names, we'll just start importing those in. And, you know, it's a little different in that these people haven't opted in to get a newsletter, but the opt-out feature is right there, and it's very easy for them to just go, don't send me this anymore. So we may see a few more opt-outs just because these people never signed up to begin with, but that's okay. I mean, I can't imagine that would be there be that many that opt out. And we have sent another newsletter. We'll have another one that will go out next month. And the reaction's been pretty good because as we send those newsletters out, our email is on that, as legally has to be on that newsletter. And I do get several people thanking us for it. And I haven't had anybody yell at me. Oh, we actually did have one person. And this actually came from the LA Times.
and I could email this all to you, but there was it was a complaint about the our seal thing downtown, that they didn't think that that was...
The Morro Bay Aquarium?
Yeah, humane.
Oh.
So
well,
the only negative that I have.
You might want to forward that to Dean, Tyler, let him address directly.
Okay.
He'll address that for,
yeah,
for us.
I didn't respond to it, so I'll send it to him.
Would you mind bringing up the homepage to .org for us, please? And I have a question. The chamber is currently undergoing a project of making a new city map, and Compass Maps is doing it. And I asked the lady who's doing the sales what's being done about the cover. And I said, how does that usually work? And she said, well, usually, you know, we can either get camera-ready artwork or we put something together. That's part of what we do. And I said, oh, okay, because I was curious to know if and so now I bring it to you folks before we leave this part, to know if there's going to be any attempt to try to tie it in with the branding of what we're doing with Discover Your Better Nature and, you know, with the cover of the map. And I didn't know if you guys were at that point of designing the cover of the map or what, but that being the case, it's been a long time since we've had a map, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it, but I wanted to bring that up.
Well, Suzanne and Roxy have both asked about the front cover, and we just haven't gotten there yet. But I think with the aid of the Promotions Committee and tying it in to Discover Your Better Nature is an excellent idea. So anything that you guys would like to see on that cover, I think, is important, and I welcome direction that way.
Do you want to get involved?
Sure. I mean, we could you know, send you some artwork, or even, you know, my artist could do something for you, whatever would work best. You know, you guys obviously approve it, but,
okay.
You know, starting even maybe with the billboard ideas that we're going to show today, maybe there's something there, too, that we could incorporate from it.
That sounds great.
So I'll just leave it to you guys to kind of communicate with that? Okay. Good.
That would be good.
I think the word live would help.
Is there any way we can get reports on access to the webcam? How many times people have gone to it?
I could find out. I don't know.
Sure there is. It's just another, isn't it another page, so to speak?
Yeah. I'm afraid the font moved in.
Yeah, in the last hour.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
it's operator error. Yeah.
A little foggy this morning. Is it just me?
No, at 7:30, it looked beautiful. This is where having a pre-recorded tape of Morro Bay on a sunny day preempts it.
I think you just slide Bora Bora in whenever it's like this.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we'll move on to the PR subcommittee report. Ed, I'm guessing you have one.
I have one. David and Heather and I met last week, and we had a discussion of a number of topics, and I'll try to cover them briefly.
Did you pass those out?
I passed them out.
Okay.
Everyone should have a copy. Does everybody have a copy?
I don't have a copy.
That's good.
You didn't give me a copy.
Yes, I did.
Where is it?
Well, here's your copy.
Okay.
And this copy for you.
Thank
folks.
You. Now that that's over with.
Okay. If anyone on the committee, if I missed anything or they have any other things that I didn't put in, please feel free to chime in. We first discussed about being on the lookout for new publications that would be useful in promoting Morro Bay and getting them to John so he can take a look at them and see if they have any value in PR or even in our advertising. Secondly, we talked about what Morro Bay really is in terms of marketing and trying to be very honest with our marketing approach in painting Morro Bay in a realistic way so that when tourists arrive, they understand exactly what they're going to have. We don't paint Morro Bay as something that it really isn't. And then we wanted to talk about redefining our target audience to be sure that we are talking to the right people when we do messages and when we do our PR. Another thing we wanted to talk about, and Susie and I talked about it, and she wanted to see this too, because I think it would be enlightening to all of us that are new in the committee and at the chamber even, was to see a flow chart of organization between the City Promotions Committee and the Visitor Center, so that everyone can understand how the flow of authority from responsibility and money flow, starting from the City to the Promotions Committee to the Chamber, what the responsibilities are for each person involved on the committee at the city level and at the chamber level. And then I think we'd have a better picture of how the Visitor Center and the Promotions Committee and the Chamber and John and the city all fit together. So if that is possible, I don't know who we would get to do that or promote that.
It has
that,
to be someone who has a bit of the institutional memory.
It's got to be somebody that really knows the ins and outs of how this works and has a history of how it does work. But anyway, we thought that would be a very good thing for us to have. Let's see. David had mentioned at a meeting some time ago, he had talked about I Love Tourist buttons, and we were wondering whether these were had been created or we were going to have these. These were for residents to wear, actually. It said I Love Morro Bay and passed them out to city people to be salesmen for the city, and that would be another good PR effort for us.
And I think what I can do is, I, as I said, I tried to get them made here in Morro Bay to keep the business local, but the Badge of Minute machine isn't working on Main Street anymore. He gave it to people in Los Osos, so have to go into San Luis for this. But I could try and have these ready, at least the minimum run of them, for next time, our next meeting, before the summer season begins. And
these could be used at trade shows also. They could be used at trade shows. They could be used for.
Did you get a cost?
Yeah, that's. I didn't get a cost yet.
Okay, why don't you email me with a cost before I jump in and really say what I said months ago?
Okay, no, I'll get an estimate on this and have it worked out. The question is maybe at our next subcommittee meeting, Ed and Heather, I can discuss exactly how to do it. I know at an earlier meeting we had discussed that it's I Love Tourists, not We Love Tourists, because the idea is you want the individuals to take on the feeling that everyone is a goodwill ambassador for Morro Bay. But to make sure it is Morro Bay for a thing, you have the heart logo. And what I was thinking is maybe how people in the back of a car for cities, they'll have that sticker, it's MB, and it's the black letters in the white circle, kind of like they do it for UK, for the UK and stuff like that. Maybe we could do some kind of an MB in the heart. So it just implies Morro Bay, at least around the county or in other places, and that might enhance its use at trade shows. Otherwise, people could just steal the idea, and you could love tourists anywhere, not necessarily Morro Bay. If only the rock was shaped upside down, it would look more like a heart, and that would work graphically, but we can't really do that. So if we want, maybe at our next subcommittee meeting, we can make an agenda item to actually, the three of us
know if a permit was taken out, we'd have a heads up ahead of the event. And then we'd be able to get some more information from the people and would have a reference to who's putting the promotion on and would have some names and contacts. So that was something that we talked about.
And I will say that Bob has forwarded me several of those.
So that's good.
A lot of times they're you know, really small, but I mean there are occasions where you know it does make sense to promote it.
We want to be sure that that's happening. That's all.
These were just things we were
covering. Another thing that we wanted to be sure that was happening was the weekly communications between the Visitor Center and TJA, getting you information for the website. And I guess the web committee and all of us can coordinate on that. We just want to be sure that you're getting that information. And if you are, that's fine.
If I could just add, I think one of the things that we did in the website subcommittee meeting was that he actually was present, so he actually volunteered. Bill agreed to be kind of the liaisons of getting us, events and things like that, and working with you guys. So we have one person, and then he'll feed me that information, and it's worked real well. I mean, if you go and look at the calendar, there's a lot of new additions there, and that's been because of that. So.
Well, that's good because Bill's down at the center now, and he'll be spending more time down there, so he'll have that information. Finally. As gas prices continue to increase, and I don't know if anyone's seen the latest gas prices, but they are increasing with a capital I, we thought that a car-free campaign seems very appropriate, and David had some suggestions on that, which he had made before, and
it never seems to be as resonant until it actually forces the issue. We could be looking at a summer where they're now saying gas could be $3.29, $3.69, and I know that has to have an impact on people in large vehicles driving here from even Bakersfield. I mean, it's going to be costing them $70, $80, $90 to do a round-trip tank of gas. And so as I said, Amtrak has always said they won't create the program to give us a bus from the San Luis train station to Morro Bay. But at what point is the revenue cut to the point where the innkeepers and the businesses decide, you know, and again, I know we talked, there's liability issues with the city using the trolley for this or something like that, but to actually use or subsidize a van shuttle service that we know on Fridays the train comes up, the morning train at 12:45, and we know it sends them home Sunday at 4:25. It's not like we have to do it every day of the week. It's for the weekend package. One trip up, one trip back. If we create that, the Amtrak has said they will print the brochures using our artwork, and they will put them in the stations, and they will put them on board the trains and the slots and in the lounge cars. So they will do and pay for the brochures and the promotion, but it's up to the city to create the link to and from the train. And that's the best I can get out of that.
What you're saying is that it's up to the city. Whenever I hear the word city, I hear public as opposed to the community, business community, whatever.
It can be private. Amtrak doesn't just right. Amtrak they will also. It's right. It doesn't have to be a government entity that they're supporting. They will also support a private thing if that's part of it. And I have literature from their previous ones that shows that they've done packages with hotels and.
Well, they're using like Silverado. They use like Silverado buses or.
Yeah, and now sometimes Amtrak pays for that, like the bus that goes from the station up to Paso Robles, and they actually print it in the schedule as such. They've just told me repeatedly that this route would not, the demand would not be high enough for them to actually do that. However, if the innkeepers of Morro Bay or the restaurateurs or the businesses or the chamber decided, we're going to provide for people who want this weekend in Morro Bay. You come up, we've got the bicycle rental that we saw given away, for example, in that. We've got the Molly, the trolley. Mr. Hendricks is back for the summer and working fine, I'm assuming. Molly is up and running. And
it will be in a couple of weeks.
There's no plans for scuttling it or anything like that. So that's there. Well, that's why I asked. I know we had decided last year at our meeting on a one-day all-fare pass for the Molly, the trolley, so that creates how they get around Morro Bay once they're here. And if they want to invest in this kind of shuttle bus, yeah, we create the program. Amtrak will print up the cards. I'm trying to find the sample. Here's the one they did for the Salsa Festival. I mean, these are in Oxnard. They do one for the Strawberry Festival. They'll print these up, and they'll put them in their stations and on their train. So,
And I do want to say that there is a demand for that. We, in the last couple of months, there's probably been six parties of people that have come in through Amtrak and are looking for a way to get back to the train.
It's a $38 taxi ride, and
right.
It's just a lot of money.
And actually, it's more like $50.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying. If a van could be subsidized where you just slipped a five after you get off the train and a $5 bill and you're in Morro Bay as a way to cover that, I think that will attract those people. So I'd be happy, again, to work within this with either the innkeepers, the chamber, or the business people, and then put them in touch with the guy at Amtrak, whose office is in Oakland, who takes care of printing all this.
Will it be, is Jennifer, Bob, the person that we would talk to? I know that, and I don't know if I got her title, because I think it's Jennifer that's out doing the solicitations for the advocate.
That has scheduled stops in the city, both north and south, periodically, and connects with services in San Luis Obispo.
Is that counties?
Yes, regional.
Slow transit, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's and a it, regional bus.
Regional rideshare?
Route
whatever
bus
it is.
System.
Transit,
yeah.
Okay.
Remember, one of the ironies was that, and I called the Slo County Transit and the Council of Governments on this, the schedule is set up, so the bus leaves 5 minutes before the train. In other words, it's odd. There's a missed coordination between that. You would think that it had been worked out, but it doesn't.
Isn't that something that we could, if we got into this, that we could approach them on and say, okay,
especially
if there's some demand?
It would make sense. The thing about having some form of dedicated van or thing is that if people are coming for the weekend, they may have golf clubs because they want to stay down on the and walk to the golf course or something like that. And the idea of having to throw that on like a county-style bus or something like that where, you know, the kind of minivans you're used to coming to pick up people at hotels where the back has the luggage, carpeted luggage area, and then there are the seats. And you do get good advertising. An example on the Amtrak card for Santa Barbara is it actually lists, my glasses are bad, but it's almost two dozen hotels with phone numbers. activities, including like subsea tours, Segway of Santa Barbara. You can have. So these are all private entities, and again, they will post us a map of the city, and all that. And once you give them the artwork, they'll pay for the printing and distribute these.
So what do you see? What's the next step for us as far as how do we get together? How do we talk about?
I would say if anyone is interested from the chamber, I think the impetus has to come from the private people. I don't think we can really depend on the government in terms of either the public transit or.
Oh no, I don't disagree with that. It was just that, you know, what
do we
go out and buy a $30,000 van? Who's going
to
do that?
Well, no, I think what we have to do is find out, you know, who has Silverado. Find out who has it and what it would cost to get basically what Amtrak or the federal government isn't giving us, which is the one day a week up from the train station on Friday afternoons and back in such a scheduled way that we can actually advertise that as a service, and find out what the chip-in or the buy-in on that would be.
Okay.
And how to subsidize it. I could call the folks at Silverado, but I don't know who in Morro Bay I would steer them to on this end, because I'm not a business operator or in the city. I don't know who would speak for those people, who would be the liaison.
Does the chamber, to me, pursuit-wise, it seemed unnatural, for at least from a business standpoint, because almost every business in this town is a member of the chamber, and as far as at least getting some
feedback?
Yeah, and if there was some interest.
We could definitely throw something out there, and I think that the Hotel and Restaurant Association would be somebody that we could talk to about that.
Yep.
There may already be a van that someone owns that we could implement.
Well, and I think, too, that we have to look at what we have to offer, and obviously what we have to offer to the business community in Morro Bay is the opportunity to advertise this. And obviously Amtrak is giving us a lot with printing the brochure, but we also have the opportunity to go ahead and promote this. And really, I mean, coming up on tourist season with gas prices rising, I mean, I think that this is something that's very timely, and if we're going to execute it for this year, we really need to get on it. But we really do have the opportunity, I think, John, to promote something like this. So, you know, I mean, I don't know why there is any business who wouldn't say, gosh, I would love to get in on something like this. So.
And if we could put something together like this quickly, would be a good time to try a flash newsletter with the web addresses that we have, that there is now a bus meeting the train and can get you to Morro Bay.
And I think
but we could run a email campaign just with this.
And in terms of what Heather's suggesting, this is the kind of promotion. This is from California Tour and Travel Magazine. Did a story when Santa Barbara initiated their program. They followed a grandmother and her kids as they took advantage of it, and they used that. And then when they introduced it, Amtrak's magazine, which appears at all its stations from the Bay Area south to here, also did a profile on the Santa Barbara rail and travel package. So, like I said, all we need to do is get the bus once a week up and back. And once we've put that together, they will chime in with the actual promotion on it.
I think that one of the problems is, if you look at Santa Barbara, and I don't mean to be negative about this, but Santa Barbara, it goes right into Santa Barbara, the train. And I know when I live down south, you know, you could put your bike on the train, and you get off the train, you ride your bike around Santa Barbara, put your bike back on, and you go back home. And, you know, it lets you off right in Santa Ana, or it lets you off in L.A. I mean, it's just... I think it's going to be difficult, because what's going to happen is this is going to take a while for somebody to go out and do a tour of this, and they're going to have that bus sitting there.
Well, they have two. Happens to be running about 90% on time, because it's not coming down from Seattle and it's not going in the other way. This is the only place it goes, and except for derailments and mudslides and things like that, it does relatively well. I think that's why they put it in, because they needed a train they could count on up and down the coast. And it happens to have the highest ridership growth of any of the Amtrak trains on the West Coast in the last year. That's also a thing, is that the ridership is breaking all the levels that they had anticipated for it. So the demand, the train is running full. That's the good news. The news is to let people know that, again, it's just like you say, you get off in Santa Barbara and you walk to the beach, but it would be one thing if you also knew you could get off, and within 5 minutes you're in an air-conditioned bus, you've thrown your things underneath, and just 15 minutes after that, you're in Morro Bay. And for that weekend, cars, traffic, honking horns, and all that blood pressure rising, stress, vein bursting in the forehead stuff has disappeared. And this is California like it was before the car came and destroyed the place. And that would be for, I think, your upscale, your yuppie, your young urban professionals, the people who, for whom health and being able to spend a weekend on a bike rather than looking at it as a curse, it's sort of an outdoorsy thing. Because we've looked at biking, and I know in the promotional video, it's biking is looked at as mountain biking, as a rugged thing, but not as an in-town, around-the-town kind of more sedate sort of thing. And I think that that's where this would play into it. Again, I think the thing that may prove this is if gas hits $3.69 a gallon by the 4th of July weekend, were that to happen, I mean, I think that this.
I think that there's another dynamic to this, and it was just in the paper that the airlines now are going to start charging like another $50 surcharge. So, it could happen in reverse too, that people who are going to go fly to Hawaii or do something else, they may just decide, just like what happened with 9/11, they may decide we're not going to get on a plane, it's just too expensive, and they'll drive because it's a lot different than spending an extra $50 to come up here as opposed to for a family of 4 or 5 each paying that surcharge, and I think that's going to happen this summer, and it's going to pretty much for a family especially, it's not so bad when you pay for one ticket, but when you pay for your kids and your spouse, all of a sudden that mounts up to where it's pretty prohibitive.
Well, I think that what we ought to do is leave this with David talking to Susie back and forth and see where we go from here. And
Mr. Chairman, I had a thought listening to the conversation here and David's idea, and that one of the things you might consider, is it possible to organize a charter maybe from Fresno or from Bakersfield over here over across the weekend, like you were mentioning Silverado charters, maybe it's possible to put a bus ride together from Bakersfield to Morro Bay a number of people.
Yeah, I mean, what you do is sit and run the numbers. If you know you have, it's how many miles to Fresno or Bakersfield. At a typical family needs to travel in a Explorer SUV thing at 18 miles to the gallon. This is the dollar value. Now, if we offer a fare at this amount, how have we created a saving for them? And, I know we did try. I did try going to the Air Pollution Control District to get credits and money for it, and the grant process there was large and cumbersome and did not necessarily give an outcome that we would have had in any kind of timely fashion, because we would be taking cars off the road, and that does qualify for grant money, but it's a labyrinthian bureaucracy that would require grants on the part of the city, and it'd be much quicker to find folks willing to subsidize the bus or look into the chartering than to wait for the government to act on this.
Okay.
So
that's a good idea.
Susie and I, let's set up a...
I think if you really want to get the program going from the railroad station, you should look at reimbursing the cab company. That way you know there's usually a cab there to meet the trains, and that way you're not contracting somebody, and so you just compare the cost of the bus or the cab that you would reimburse the people with, or give them a coupon or something and pay the cab company whatever it is, and then you could get started relatively easy.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea either.
Yeah, it's a good first start. Because I think anybody that provides the service is going to look to have some sort of reimbursement or added activity. I know one of our clients is Santa Maria Transit, and an interesting dynamic that's occurred for them is they're becoming, down in Santa Maria, the school bus, because the schools don't have enough transportation. Unlike a lot of other communities where families are moving out, they're moving into Santa Maria, so there's this huge demand for transportation for kids. And so what's happened with Santa Maria Transit is they are making these buses available to take the kids to high school. And it's a win-win because they need the income. Normally, transit's, or the reality of transit is that it's subsidized. Well, this is cash because the schools are paying the bus company, the Santa Maria Transit. The schools win because now they have transportation for the children without having to buy the buses themselves and hire the drivers and do all the other things that they put.
There won't be a PowerPoint from me because I don't even know how to push them buttons. But
just a piece of paper.
Yeah, so what I'm going to try to do is a piece of paper. And you can scan it when it's...
Right. Big font.
Big font. Well, you guys had quite a meeting. Good job. Is there anything else?
Anybody, did I forget anything? We got everything.
Okay, let's pass along. I don't know if you have, here's one of the
publications. Here's one of the publications. You know, it's around town. It's a surfing thing, and it's from Ventura County up north. And I thought, well, when we have one of these upcoming surf festivals, small or large, the editorial page is on the second page here. You can see who to contact. This appears. I can pass this over to John. I think Heather found a publication as well.
It's available at the visitor center also.
Oh, this one is?
Yes.
Cool.
I don't know, John, if you've seen 805 Living, but I saw that recently, and I apologize. I gave my copy away, but I thought it was a nice publication, and it is printed out of Westlake Village, and I felt that it might be a good match for us because it was nice and, you know, obviously really close to what we're doing here. So.
Yeah, I've been getting more and more regional magazines that we could explore. Again, it's all a matter of budget. Of course, we could send press releases, and they would be amenable, I'm sure, to running some articles. Those size publications, though, tend to be cash and run. You know, in other words, you give us an ad, we'll run a story for you, which is a good thing because you can't get that through Sunset or any of the other publications. But I know there's a Calabasas magazine. I saw the 805 one. There's a Malibu magazine. I mean, there's, you know, these regional magazines are pretty loyal to the group, whatever we want to target. So that's something we can think about. But, yeah, I'm familiar with that. That would be a good one.
Good. Okay. Website. Committee report.
Well, as you've heard, we had a meeting. And,
good job, Bill.
The meeting went really well. There were a lot of new ideas and ways of doing things that changed and seemed to be working much better. One was putting Bill in charge of getting information to our advertising agency for events that are coming up, and he seems to be doing that quite well. Events have gone up. Ann took over the getting the prize package together, and we got she got that all done, and other than a little communication snafu, everything was completed. One of the other things we discussed was brought up at the meeting, and that was how to reach a target market in Las Vegas, and a lot of ideas were thrown around. I did some research. One of the things that I thought, since our budget is kind of limited, and I keep thinking, well, if we go into the typical way we do things, we don't have a budget to do that. So coming up with something a little bit different, one of the things I thought is, I know on our company website, even for my company, we have a section that's dedicated just to employees. And our employees can go there, check out what their schedule is going to be for the week, any new policy changes. And so I started thinking, well, these big companies must have a place where their employees can go on a website and check what their schedule is going to be, and maybe that's a place that we might be able to do some advertising. As of yet, I haven't heard back from any of the big casinos saying that there is such a place for their employees, which if there isn't, if somebody's in the website design business, you might want to pitch it to them. And that's,
if I could just add on the Las Vegas, I think we talked about the fact that the Santa Maria Airport now has direct service to Las Vegas. It's a low-cost airline, Allegiant Air. The normal flights are around $59-$69 each way. And the interesting dynamic that's occurred is that starting May 24th, they're going to start offering a Wednesday service. It's, up to this point, it's been Friday, leave Friday, come back Sunday, and vice versa, going the other way. And Allegiant doesn't have any other cities, unlike Santa Maria or the Central Coast, that people really would want to go from Vegas to. I mean, they've got Lansing, Michigan, and Des Moines, and nothing against those places, but it's unlikely that people from Vegas might go there on vacation, whereas they could here, and it's very close. So the idea is how do we target, you know, this new group, because it's the fastest-growing city in America. I mean, it's huge. Even if we got one tiny little half of a percent, you know, it would be earth-shattering for us. So we don't have enough money, and I can tell you, I did a little study of what it costs, and if you one of just times everything by 10 of what we normally would pay, here locally anyway. In other words, Today Show spotted it on how they
gotta
think.
We got to get them to Moral Bay from Santa Maria.
I think rental cars. I mean, there's also, three rental cars.
Also, there's flight dailies, daily flights into San Luis.
Right. There is that, too. There's both.
America West or SkyWest.
Right.
But the Vegas connection, Bill and I had spoken briefly. When you try to reach these people, are you going through the hotel management?
That's so far what I've been, I kind of ran into the last 2 weeks.
I don't know what
tax season.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know what the situation is. Is Vegas union?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's SEIU, isn't it? Service Employees International. I think that's the hotel workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go into the union. And maybe in conjunction with what Allegiant's offering, are we at liberty to take one of those special packages like that we've put together and say, hey, we'd like you to send this out to your union membership. We're now a place they can think about for their day off, and to get them used to it, we have a contest which you can put out to your union people, and it'll give make it for two of them, so it seems more random than just one, or for three, these special introductory packages, now that you guys can enjoy beating the heat out here on the coast, and maybe the union, having a different goal in mind than management, which should theoretically be the welfare of their workers, might think that it's a better thing to offer them than the hotel managers. I don't know, just a possibility.
That's, I'll look into that.
I just don't know if we're authorized to put together these packages and give them away, but...
I couldn't find anything related to employees in casinos and whatnot. And your casinos, you have to understand, when you're not talking one casino. When you look up the Mirage, you're looking up about 10 casinos, big ones. It's all one, MGM, Graham, Mirage.
Right.
They're all owned by one company. So they're... Now, as far as how they treat their employees... everything I could see in there, when you go into employment and look at their employment packages, they treat their employees pretty well.
Okay, but it is a union shop, and I'm thinking if the hotels are too difficult
correct.
To get to, the one unifying thing could be that they may work for different hotels and corporations, but they all belong to the same union.
Right. What I'm saying is they actually work for one.
Oh, one giant hotel. Okay, yeah.
Owned by one, yeah.
Wow. Well, if you'd like, I'll look up the union thing. I'll just see if I can get
that'd
a contact
great.
Or something.
And
on
email
the,
me.
I will.
I think the interesting dynamic of this Wednesday flight now is it opens up a whole new avenue for midweek travel, because the reality is when you're working in a casino or a hotel, you're probably going to work weekends. So their weekends literally are maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, whatever. And now with this Wednesday flight, excuse me, you could fly Wednesday, go back Friday. You could go Sunday, come back Wednesday. So it opens up a whole new equation, whereas before it was like weekend travel, maybe not something that, especially in summertime, we're real interested in. But the dynamics of that place are just, it's so Bakersfield, Fresno, only it's millions of people. And to give you an idea of their chamber has a $9 million budget. I think they have something like, what, how many members? Like 5,000 members. I mean, it's just huge. And that's part of the challenge, though. It's so big that we're like this little tiny, dot. But if people discover the fact that they can come over to the Central Coast, and I think they're going to want to come to places like Morro Bay and, frankly, Pismo. I mean, they're going to want to go to the beach. And there's going to be, just as we are able to mine different types of people that want different types of vacations, there's people in Las Vegas that are going to want a more quiet, natural experience that they're going to experience in Morro Bay versus, say, Pismo. And as far as Santa Maria, I mean, there are hotels there. They've got the wine country. But I honestly believe that they're going to want to get up to the beach. And I think that the rental cars, there are, the rental car business, if they see the business increase, they're going to get more fleets and they're going to provide it, because I think there's three rental car companies in the airport now. And I tell you, the dynamics of that airport changing, I mean, it's a pretty sleepy airport. I've had that account for a long time. And on a Friday, you go in at the little Mexican restaurant and there's this line out the door, people. It's like got some life to it. There's hundreds of people in that airport now. And I honestly believe that even if we don't do any advertising, it may take a while, but the Vegas people are going to discover that, hey, this is a pretty neat thing.
that, you know, we can come over there and a pretty reasonable rate and get totally away from the Vegas lifestyle, which is pretty chaotic.
Okay. So you're going to be still kind of talking back and forth with regard to the Vegas connection?
What I'd like to do, I'm sorry, just one more thing if I could, if it would be, if you guys would be amenable to it, if one of the hotels is, I'd like to get the marketing director for Allegiant to take a tour and, you know, come up here, because it's a, she's pretty young and she's very naive about what's here, and she's never been to Morro Bay. She doesn't know what exists up here. She's from the originally port, because people who are unaware of where we are, they tend to drive right by that exit. It's just another idea. This one's more activity or, I mean, all of them are sort of activity oriented, but
could you can you put all three, stack them? It looked like you had room maybe to, can you play that game?
Sure. Just don't fold them. I'm kidding.
That was cold. That's cold.
Do we have forces on our beach?
So, John, what do you want from us today? Are we just, are these just some ideas, and we're
yeah,
just saying,
to, just
oh, that
take
looks
a look.
Nice.
See, the yeah. See if we're on the right track, and just keep in mind that a billboard, many of you probably know this, but you've got about 3 seconds to attract them, so it's got to be pretty simple.
I think that is just terrific. That concept of three big photographs. Very limited copy. So different than what we have now.
It is. This sounds like a silly question, but it, should it say "Discover Your Better Nature, Morro Bay, California"? I mean, it doesn't really say Morro Bay anywhere on it. Do you think it's, that
it says Morro Bay
.org and Morro Bay Boulevard? But I don't know.
Well, is that out of proportion with the sign, or is that in proportion?
It's pretty close. It would have to be. It's a little, the billboard's a little higher, but it would, that concept would certainly work on the board.
Maybe at the bottom, with Visit Morro Bay.
What do you think? What do you think about the ad co- about, I mean, you know, you got to pull yourself, like you don't know where we are, and you don't, you're driving up Highway 1 and you see this billboard that, I don't know, it says Exit Morro Bay Boulevard, so I would assume that when you see the sign.
I think that the website is a little much to read going by, and in place of that website, I think maybe, as Heather has suggested, taking the Morro Bay name and placing it on the top of the photo under the Discover Your Better Nature, you'd see Morro Bay, bring the photo down and get rid of the website address. And that might give you the Morro Bay, because I think people are going to go by that, as you say, fast. They're not going to be able to take in the
well,
website name.
You know the sign that says Harbor Festival, first weekend in October? Uh-huh. That usually goes up on top of that,
uh-huh.
Or Art in the Park? Well, knowing the size of that billboard, morrobay.org, the letters of that on that billboard would be bigger than one of those signs. So I disagree that you wouldn't be able to read it.
Well, I don't know that you'd retain it.
Well, that may be, but as far as seeing it, you're going to...
The Morro Bay, as Heather said, you'd know you're in Morro Bay. The exit Morro Bay Boulevard is fine. If you think that name is enough to give you the identification of the city.
Well, I think what you... I mean, the website, the reality is that we're trying to hit tourism, you know, tourists mostly. The thought that they're going to be having access, you know, to the website wherever they are in the car or whatever, you
yes.
know, it's probably not likely. If you're going to lose one thing, I would say the website. And, I mean, Heather has a point. I mean, we're kind of a, you know, we've got to look at this as somebody that's totally unaware. You may just want to take the website out and just visit Morro Bay, you know,
I think,
and put that,
I agree
you know,
that.
In that area.
Isn't there a Morro Bay city limit sign just before you get to that sign?
It's past it.
Is it past it?
Yeah, it's north of it. As much as Bob would like it to be south of it. No, I'm just kidding.
But I think the key thing, and I think we saw this, is that, and I've said this many times, I hate to repeat myself, but for the benefit of some of the new people, I literally would tell people that are friends of mine from down south to go see Morro Bay, and they would come back, this is before they billboard, and they'd say, well, it wasn't really much, and found out they never got off the freeway. They just kind of drove through, you know.
I think exit Morro Bay Boulevard's critical.
Maybe an implication that it's sort of discover your better nature, ... here. In other words, yeah, something that makes it seem way more immediate that it is here. Discover your better nature.
And then the exit at Morro Bay at the end, and your eye would just follow.
Exactly. Is Morro Bay Boulevard, it's not the next, is it the next
it's
exit?
Not the
exit.
No,
South Bay Boulevard is the next exit.
Because that would be...
Yeah, that would be better, right.
Unless you turn on San Bernardo Creek, and then you're, you know...
Then you're really...
You've just discovered your better nature.
I think, too, that you have to just look at billboards. I mean, you see Pea Soup Anderson signs all the time, or like a Solvang sign in San Luis.
That's right now. Besides what we're doing to it.
Well, we don't have the budget right now to change it anyway. It would be occur in the fall, correct?
You mean under current budget? I doubt it.
So we have time. I mean, I guess just take a look at it, and I can incorporate some of the change, you know, the thoughts.
Keep in mind, too, that we're working on that map in the front cover. And that's going to be coming up shortly.
Right. And then one idea that I had a long time ago, I think we might even have proposed this, but and I know we have the extension that we put on for the Harbor Festival and such, but if there was a way to, because that board, you know, you basically own the board. I mean, you can do anything you want with it. You might, you rent it, but, I mean, you own the structure. You might think about putting, like, the international symbols for, like, you know, food, lodging, because then you would be able to achieve that, and that would also hit, you know, any international travelers, which we get, you know, a fair amount of.
Yeah, we do.
And that's a real simple
civilization.
Right, that's what I'm saying in answer to David's because I think, you know, because that's really why we used that one shot that we did a long time ago, is because it showed the whole town. It showed that there's more here than just the rock. But having those international symbols and put those right on the board, on the top, maybe on the other side from where you do the extension, and have those permanently up there might be a way to go, too. Where you could do food, lodging.
Camping.
So do we want to eliminate some photographs? Do we want to dink around with this to keep the process going, or you want to wait till next month and refine it some more? You want to wait?
I'd motion putting it off for a month and thinking about
it. Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to say I don't believe we're allowed to ride horses on the beach, so I question the value of that.
A similar thing with the fire rings. And
the same way with the fire.
Fire as well.
Yeah, you can't build a fire on the beach.
That could be more of a state park, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Aren't you able to ride horses in Montano de Oro?
Yes, you can ride it on the sand spit, too, so I don't know. You know, what's up with the... I don't know. You would know, Bill, though, I think, that you're saying it's...
Yeah, yeah, you can if you can make arrangements to find the horses. Well, there's J&J Riding, but they're
so
out of...
You're telling me if I haul my horses over to the Embarcadero and get them out, I can't ride them on the beach?
That's right.
According to what law? State?
State parks won't allow it.
Okay.
Or they didn't last year.
I think the pictures that I think the upper left picture is probably the most important because it ties in with our campaign and it shows the bay, which is what we really are about. And then I think the couple with the kids, with the little kid, possibly.
Yes.
I think it's nice to show people.
Yes.
And then possibly the kite, just because it's so different and it talks about family. Because then you'd have young kids, you'd have seniors, and you'd have the bay. I mean, those are the pictures that I would say would be I think those three would go well together, too.
I'm not suggesting any Photoshop dishonesty, but if it's possible in any of those, well, the especially the one on the upper left, silhouetted up there just above the upper left corner there, a flock of birds, just to imply the bird watching potential, like some pelican, a picture that had some pelicans maybe going by or something like that. Because
I can draw those in. I can do
that. On the lower right, can we have the sign that says Embarcadero Inn? Just superimpose that. No,
just from the standpoint that we know that bird watching and bird festivals is, you know, and that whole ecotourism thing is going to be a growing market in the next few years. And so something that implies, I mean, that is something people have. We have a whole festival for it, and just that the birds are here. We're more likely to see birds than horses, I guess, is the key.
Well, there's also the concept of the kite festival possibly happening, so that I like the kite picture.
So, John, you got a little...
reality? Well, I think the kite picture is just...
Yes.
To me, it kind of represents sort of freedom and just, you know, a place...
It looks like Woodstock, but, you know, that's okay.
That's freedom.
the hippies have all grown up and they have money now.
There you go. So. True. So, next month, keep showing off to us.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. That's terrific.
Okay, moving on here. In regards to maintenance, and I believe the reason that this came up was the idea that a month or so ago we were told that the billboard had been cleaned up and would we like to pay for it. And we didn't all jump all over that concept, but the chamber did pay to have the billboard have it cleaned up. So I think the reason that part of it's on the agenda is that we can take a look at reimbursing some routine maintenance costs in the future for having that, you know, the willow trees cut back and those kinds of things so that people can actually see it.
Speaking of which, since that had been asked, I decided to see how far back I could see that sign from. And I noticed that...
It's okay with them, but still it's something that, you know, all I'm looking to do is to see if we should allocate some money out of our budget to take care of that so we can get a timely, you know, deal on it. So
I would love that. I mean, to me, it's silly to have a sign that you can only see half of.
Right.
And, you know, if it's something that we need to allocate $1,000 a year for that in our budget that's just continuing or whatever, I mean, to me, whatever we need to do to make that maintenance happen, I think is really important.
Okay. So if you want, we can make it. We'll move forward then and get it. We don't need a motion at this point because we don't know how much it would cost, but maybe we can pursue what it costs. I believe I was told $500, which sounds... I mean, I've done it for free, so $500 seems like a lot of money to me. But maybe we could take a look at what it would cost, and then we can talk about that when we actually determine our budget.
So should I ask Investorfelt for who did it, number one, and secondly, a bid
for future?
Every 6 months as to what it would cost?
Sure.
And I can come back, or Peter can come back with that information?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know,
great, thank you.
One thing about maintaining it, it's going to be far less each time you do it if you just do it regularly, as opposed to going in and having to do a whole...
Well, you put willow trees in a creek, and it is often.
Yeah. Especially with all this rain.
They grow just like willow trees.
Just be glad they're not oaks.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's a lot slower growth, though. Okay, moving on. Presentation of short-term marketing activities and review of the media plan copies. Mr. Sorgenfried.
Well, basically on this is all I really did was to provide the spreadsheets, and then I thought that, you know, we could certainly discuss it. There is one aspect that I probably could have brought up earlier is that we held Westways, and we never have expended that money, and now we're at a place where... to get that insertion, if we wanted to go beyond what we're normally going to do, we wouldn't be able to be in Westways anyway. And originally, we held that money because we had no contingency fund. So that's probably something that we should talk about, what we might want to do with that month with those funds. But the reality
is... Like we do the billboard?
Yeah, we could do that. The reality is that with this budget, you know, our budget was cut in half, and when you get around to planning, I mean, there are, you know, it's a little less opportunity to, you know, really move things around and add things because I know when I cut this budget down, I mean, it was painful to lose what we lost, but we can, you know, at this point, I don't know how you really want to proceed rather than just talk about what's been valuable.
Do you think that this would be better served to just get a subcommittee mm-hmm. together?
And
let's talk about it in subcommittee? Because I know that in the past we have put a quote-unquote budget subcommittee together each year about this time to discuss finances and stuff, and then kind of kick around and in a nutshell rather than taking all the time to analyze what's going on here and then bring back some ideas or recommendations back to the full committee to move on. Is that something that the committee would like to see happen, or how do you want to do it?
Well, John, where are we at in terms of, I know the reason you brought this forward was because you were trying to plan out, right, for the upcoming year. And so I wanted to kind of take a look at what it was that we had done this year to make decisions about what we should do in the upcoming year. And we're anticipating our budget won't be changing too terribly much. I mean, I think that it's even more important when you have a small budget to really take a look at exactly what we're doing and what's been really effective for us this year and in past years. I mean, it's just amazing to me to look at the difference between, you know, my term on the last, term on this committee and now. I mean, it just feels like there's really not much out there. And, you know, I think that it looks like we're doing a great job with the website and the PR, which is where I think a lot of our energy needs to be focused. But, I mean, I certainly think that there is a need for a subcommittee, or at least, yeah, I do. I think that there is a need for a subcommittee.
I think that works best. I mean, basically, the subcommittee can identify, you know, kind of bring a proposal to the whole board. I mean, the board's always, the full committee's always approved the budget. What I would maybe offer is that, kind of like what's been already suggested, if you have publications that you think we should take a look at, you know, probably everybody collectively could do that. Even if we don't advertise in those publications, we can certainly add them to our media list. I mean, my recommendation is going to be fairly similar to what it was.
It would be ad hoc. We'll probably only meet like once, maybe twice, you know, through the year. So, okay, we got volunteers besides me?
I will.
Okay.
I would love to volunteer. However, the next month and a half is not open for me to add any volunteering to. Sorry.
But you're here. Oh, you mean after today?
After today.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay. So, Ed, myself, Ann, you want to be involved?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ann and Ed, Ned. I like it when we're together because,
you know, also
two heads are better than one.
Excuse me. What might be helpful is the
boom, bada boom.
If the visitor center has any kind of reporting that you want to do for us, as far as what you feel like has really worked, because you have a better feel for that than I would. You know, you're going to know the responses. I'm kind of going by instinct, really, and just knowing, you know, the conversations that we've heard, like on Sunset, Travel 50 and Beyond. You know, if you have a publication, though, that you think didn't work, mm-hmm. or hopefully it worked, and you say, you know, you don't lose this one because, you know, we've gotten quite a bit of response. I know Travel 50 and Beyond was sort of a surprise for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to lose anything just because we didn't know. So if any kind of report, you might, even it can be very casual.
When we set a meeting, I will coordinate with you guys, with your office, so that we can plan on getting together. I will put it off. Try to put it off for as long as possible so that you can get your feet a little wetter
and I can do a little research, and I think that Bill Stafford has a ton of information, and I'll look back in the last year as to what's happened as opposed to the year previous to that to kind of see where we're at, because I think that there may be some holes there that we could fill.
Okay.
Great. So we'll get together next month and go from there. Did we need a motion to form that ad hoc committee or not really?
That would be good. Yeah.
Okay. Could we get a motion to form a budget ad hoc committee consisting of Ann and Ed and myself?
I'll make a motion that we form an ad hoc committee for the budget consisting of Ed, and Ann.
And I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Okay. Why don't we
because we've been doing quite a bit of brainstorming, and we're getting close to our mark here. Why don't we jump, if it's okay with everybody, on our brainstorming discussion and jump to the next item? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. We can move that, continue that to the next meeting.
Yes. On the next item, I also want to apologize. There was material that was to be attached to the packet, and it's not there. I don't believe. At least it's not present in my...
Right, it's not in mine either.
So what I would suggest is maybe just carrying that one over to the next meeting as well.
Okay. So we don't have a time problem with that?
Well, it would have been better to be able to deal with it, but unfortunately...
We can't anyway, so...
We were doing this in the office.
Okay.
Didn't get in there.
Do we need a motion to continue items, or not really?
It would be best if you continued them by motion.
Okay.
If you want to be pure.
So I make a motion to continue the consideration of the Green Cities Declaration until our next meeting.
Would you include the brainstorming discussion part of the agenda with that, too?
We will make a motion to move the brainstorming discussion and consideration of the Green Cities Declaration to our May meeting.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Consideration of placing an ad in the Chamber of Commerce directory, and this came up a week or so ago, or last month, I'm sorry, and so we went ahead and agendized it, or maybe it came up in the interim and I had it put on the agenda. The Chamber of Commerce is producing a membership directory, and there's been solicitations for advertising that are going on, and I think it's getting ready to close, if I'm not mistaken, as far as space reservation deadline. And then the idea, because it was, we were asked, and I said, well, in all fairness, we should agendize it so we can discuss it and see if we want to take any action with regards to that. You want to?
Yeah, it is drawing to an end. I believe there's probably about 3 weeks left in that campaign. And I'll have to check with Judy and see where she is. Last time I checked with her, she was about three-quarters of the way through. So space is limited. And I'm hoping that we can wrap that up quickly.
What is the distribution of this directory?
That's a really good question, Ed. I believe that it's going to be used, excuse me, as a relocation packet. As well as a reference for people here in the city and county, as far as that goes, as to what's going on.
I can't remember now.
Maybe that's where it came from?
Could be.
Okay. So I can let her know that this, yeah. that we're, yeah. okay.
Now this is a...
Isn't the city going to advertise in that?
I don't have any knowledge of that.
What would the city advertise?
Well, your phone numbers and
the departments.
You know, we could put a directory in there. I noted in the sample that she gave us that there was a it wasn't an ad, but part of the directory content was a city directory of numbers.
As used for a relocation, yeah, if people wanted
yeah.
to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that part of that anyway? I'm not familiar with. Just the listing, is it, if you have phone number listed in there, do you pay for that?
I don't believe so.
Okay,
I think it's ad space.
Just ad space. Right, Bill, to your knowledge? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is sort of unrelated, but it reminds me, one other thing that would be helpful to have from the Visitor Center as we prepare our budget, if you could do a count of how many visitors guides we have left, the...
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
And it's 18,000
okay.
of the big... package,
okay.
And then I believe that the RAT card was somewhere around maybe 64.
Okay.
So we're set for the trade show.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Something that we, you know, if we're going to need to budget, whether we need that for next year or not. So.
Okay. Any future agenda items? I mean, obviously, we want to, you know, continue with our monthly reports. We have the two items in the new business that we're not going to address today.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a future item, but I wanted to make available these flyers that the city's been putting out for a town hall meeting that the city council is hosting with the businesses in the community to talk about the business climate in the community and what good ideas there might be for...
it's on my calendar.
Business.
Yeah, if you're, I encourage, especially with what we're doing up here, for anybody who can attend this to from our committee to come. I think it'd be very appropriate for us to be there to participate individually.
So is this going to be more of a round table or an everyone gets their 3 minutes kind of thing?
What they plan to do is set up a large table, have everybody have a seat at the table and have mics. It's some kind of process for making for question and answer process and also giving everybody an opportunity to speak. The staff... What basically happened in the last one of these they did is the staff and the audience traded places so that the staff that attended was seated as basically audience and the members of the public that wanted to participate took a seat at the table and participated in the discussion.
Well, sounds like fun. Bob, is there something? Is this just an individual thing for us to look at, or is there something?
I don't know what they are. They came in the mail. They were addressed to the committee, so I just wanted to pass them on.
Okay. We can take a look. If you need to agendize something for next time, we can do that. Otherwise, can we get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. See you next.